You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome in to a Monday edition of the Gym Class here at KGYM. Thank you for joining us on this March the 8th. Boys State Tournament Week getting underway in earnest. A lot of basketball, and more basketball. Scott Unash with you from our studios here in the Southwest Side. Mark Dukes will join me coming up here in just a moment. Buttons on the other side of the glass here on this Monday. And, of course, you out there. We'll talk Iowa, Wisconsin. Boys State basketball tournament is underway with Class 1A and all kinds of stuff. Wrestling as well to kick around here on a Monday edition of the show. Mike Halas will join us as well, as Mike was in Iowa City for Senior Day yesterday, as the Iowa Hawkeyes defeated Wisconsin in a very interesting game yesterday. And we'll get to that coming up here in just a little bit. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. Phone line available to you as well. Again, that is 319-366-1600. We thank you very, very, very much for tuning in on 1600 AM as well as 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, KGYM radio stream, the KGYM mobile app, and your smart speaker as well, as we have a very, very lively show coming your way today. 319-366-1600. We know where Iowa is seated. They get a double bye. They will not play until Friday evening at the Big Ten basketball tournament. Iowa State will play Wednesday night. The Iowa State women are going to play on Friday morning. A lot to get to on the program here today is we bring in Mark Dukes from his home on the Southwest Side on this beautiful sunny Monday afternoon. How are you, Mark?
I'm well, and it is just that. And I thought I was just listening to you a little while ago, and you were in Des Moines. What's up?
I was in Des Moines. Whoa, wait a minute. Buttons. Did Mark come in early there? Okay, we're going to have to go to the monitor now. Mark, can you hang on? We're going to go to the monitor. And Buttons, can you determine if Mark came in a little bit soon there? Take a look at it over there. Okay, Buttons is at the monitor, Mark. So, you know, you can go to the huddle now.
Buttons, I know, says, where you're going.
Buttons says, no, he was right. No, it's going to stand. No flagrant coming in early there. So, okay. I know, I kid, but my gosh, is this getting painful.
Yeah, I assume you're talking about the Iowa game yesterday and not so much about the Boys State Tournament game you carried, although that was a little annoying as well.
Well, you should probably spend Sunday working out the bugs as far as the scoreboard is concerned. They haven't had any problems since then, of course. We had all the bugs with that. Yes, I'm talking about Sunday more than anything as far as stoppages and whatnot. And we're getting into March. I guess it should be it should become commonplace for us right now, but it took away from a really, really good and well-played basketball game yesterday, in my opinion, anyway.
Well, it did, Scott. I've always been on the side of whatever the sport is, we should make every attempt to get it right. But yesterday was an example of really going overboard, reviewing every single possession. I followed on Twitter many people yesterday, and I don't remember who it was, but that person clocked the last 68 seconds, and you know how long it took in real time?
I heard 20 minutes.
A little more than 20 minutes, and it's overboard. Yes, I still want calls to be right, whether it's a tip out of bounds or that stupid hook and hold rule.
Hello, Brad Davison.
That's another whole subject, but it was a big part of that review process. But I agree. It took away from the game.
Yeah, it did. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk about Iowa and Wisconsin with you coming up here. Quite a bit of that. The Iowa wrestlers win the Big Ten. And it looks as though I think the entire squad is going to get to the national tournament. We don't know about Max Mirren yet. It was a very unusual tournament, couple days for Max. Things did not go well. We'll talk about that coming up on Wednesday with Mark Ironside as we get ready for the national tournament in a couple of weeks here. But everybody should be there, I believe, as far as Iowa wrestling is concerned. And we'll get to that coming up in a little bit, as we mentioned. Boys state basketball. Right now, Montezuma and Lake Mills, halfway through the fourth quarter, are in a good one. Lake Mills leading 56-55. They had an overtime game a little bit earlier on today, and that one went to Martinsdale St. Mary's as Easton Valley and Martinsdale St. Mary's went at it in a big-time affair. Two teams that were unbeaten going at it. And Easton Valley got a couple free throws at the end to take it to overtime, but the win goes to Martinsdale St. Mary's. So they will take on North Lynn in the next round. The Lynx, as you heard earlier today on 107.5 FM, beat South Winneshiek 77-52. So North Lynn advances to Wednesday night's semifinal, where they will take on Martinsdale St. Mary's, and that will be a 6 o'clock tip-off, maybe. And around 5:45 with the pregame for that one coming up on Wednesday night. 2A gets started tonight, and they will end up tomorrow morning as well. Yeah, good day at the state tournament today, and thanks to all the North Lynn folks for the kind words and reaching out and thanking us for having the game on today. Talked with a lot of them afterwards, and aside from the numerous stoppages and the fact that the scoreboard didn't work in the fourth quarter, everything was good today.
Yeah, aside from that, how was the play, right?
Right, uh-huh. Exactly, Mrs. Lincoln. But the game was in hand by then, and you could follow the score on your computer as you were plugged into the stats, which didn't work for the first half, but worked for the second half of the game, thank goodness, because then we would not have known exactly what the score would have been, and that would have been a mess. But at any rate, I digress, Mark. Good win for North Lynn today.
Yeah, and the beat goes on for North Lynn. Jeff Johnson did a great job chronicling that program in the Gazette this morning, and it's been a terrific run, not only for the boys, but the girls, in particular, and now poised in the semifinals to make another trip to the championship game.
Indeed, and that'll be coming up on Wednesday with that semifinal game. 319-366-1600. Let's dig into Iowa and Wisconsin from yesterday. Besides the fact that it was interrupted way too many times by replay reviews by the Bo Borowski-led officiating crew yesterday, Iowa wins 77-73. Looked like Iowa had it. Wisconsin came back. Looked like Iowa was going to pull away. Wisconsin came back, and the Hawkeyes win it by 4 down the stretch. That's the good news. More good news. Luca Garza found out after the game from Gary Barta, Iowa Athletics Director, that his number is going to join Megan Gustafson's in the rafters. It sounds like this is going to be a permanently retired jersey, Mark. This is not going to be one of those that's going to be reissued at one time. So,
yeah, I think that the correct terminology is his number is going to be retired, like 8 others before him. B.J. Armstrong is his number 10 jersey was retired, but not the number. That's where it comes in that other players, including Joe Wieskamp, can wear that number. So there's a bit of a distinction there, but nobody will ever wear 55 again. And that was really a no-brainer.
And it was pretty cool. That really got to Luca. Really got to him. And that was great to see the emotion out there with him. Always emotion on senior day. Jordan Bohannon hit some big, big clutch threes in that ball game as well. And Iowa came away with things. The bad part about it was the fact that Joe Wieskamp was injured. That happening in the first half came down on a foot, and the replay was pretty painful and pretty obvious. came out for the second half in a walking boot. And, you know, having, if you're a basketball player or just, well, mainly a basketball player, but you've gone through that before. And it's going to be one of those situations. And I can paraphrase what Fran McCaffrey is going to say probably when he meets the media later on this week. And, oh, by the way, as far as Fran and the media, you can check in with Fran all through the season with Todd and Alex during the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn with Coach's Cuts. It's brought to you by Network Computer Solutions online at ncsei.com. It's going to be a day-to-day situation. It's a good thing Iowa does not play until Friday, Mark. That's going to be the best news of all. Iowa got that double bye and another day for Joe Wieskamp to rest that ankle. And it's going to be a situation he's not going to be 100% for this week. He may not be 100% for the rest of the year, to be brutally honest with you. But I think Iowa showed yesterday that they can use, they need a less than 100% Joe Wieskamp in the lineup.
Yeah, and I think the big question here is the severity of the injury, whether it's just a simple sprain. And I say that having had a few in my basketball career years ago, it's painful. And it takes a treatment. Sometimes it takes longer than other times to recover, but Iowa obviously has a terrific medical staff there. But did he tear ligaments? We don't know the extent of the injury, and his teammates seemed optimistic, that even pointing to another instance when Joe turned an ankle and came back for the next game in past seasons. So, yeah, you hope he can go. C.J. Frederick, who has battled injuries, he played 30 minutes yesterday. That was encouraging. But, I mean, to win a Big Ten championship this weekend, you've got to win. In Iowa's case, you win back-to-back-to-back games. And that's a lot of time on the floor, and especially for somebody who's injured. So I'm sure we'll hear more about Wieskamp in the coming days.
319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. If you would like to weigh in on the text line, we now know what the bracket looks like as far as the Big Ten is concerned. And here's another little tidbit, Mark. We could see Iowa Wisconsin Part 3 coming up on Friday night. You know what they always say about meeting a team for a third time?
Well, I do indeed. And it could be either Wisconsin, Penn State, or Nebraska. And that's actually our poll question today at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City, thanks to Steve Anderson and his crew. Which of those three teams would you most like to see Iowa play Friday night? And I think the obvious answer would be Nebraska.
Yes, it would. Not going to happen, but it would be the obvious answer.
That would be a tough out. Penn State has played many, many teams strong. Listen, none of these games in the Big Ten tournament are going to be easy. And I was thinking, is it better that Iowa got the 3 seed than the 4 seed? I mean, Iowa now is on Illinois' side of the bracket.
True.
When you say Illinois is playing a tad better than Michigan right now, again, not that any game is going to be easy. You got to beat 3 solid teams. To win a championship, but it's going to be a heck of a tournament.
It is going to be a heck of a tournament. 319-366-1600, by the way, if you'd like to weigh in. I want to get away from Wisconsin. And there's no good way to go. I mean, you get the 4, then you got to play Michigan. Yeah, is Michigan playing better than Illinois? I don't know. Illinois beat Michigan. Michigan had a clunker that night. I think that they would play much better the second time around against those guys. You know, pick your poison, I guess. But all I know is Wisconsin figured a few things out yesterday. Micah Potter was terrific coming off the bench. He has been coming off the bench lately as far as Wisconsin is concerned. Trice did not do much yesterday. Nate Reavers didn't do much yesterday. Davis had a very good game, had double figures coming off the bench. And you don't want to see Brad Davison again one more time, do you? I mean, you just don't. I don't anyway, because, I don't know, talking with coaches, and I asked them the same thing. Coaches that have beaten somebody twice when they're both, you know, pretty good teams. And they'll always give you the coaching answer, no. You beat them twice, you should be able to beat them the third time. But man alive, if I went back through 30-plus years of calling games, how many times it would be that third time goes to the opposite squad? I would probably, if I had a dollar on those, be a fairly significant amount. I'm just going to say that.
I would agree. And Wisconsin did learn some things from that first game up in Madison when Iowa won rather handily. And something about playing Iowa, Micah Potter was at an all Big Ten level. Once again, facing Iowa. He was Luca Garza's equal, at least statistically. He was tough. And I got to imagine he'll be tough again. And beating a third time, I think Iowa's the better basketball team. That doesn't mean anything in these tournaments.
69-66 on the text line. I'm a Badgers fan, and even I don't want to see Brad Davison anymore. 81-86. At least Davison has moved from shots below the belt to hook and holds now.
I get that. I'm here to say that I don't blame Greg Gard, the Wisconsin basketball coach, for being upset with the officiator.
Not at all.
On that play, okay, Keegan Murray gets called for a personal foul. And then they go to the replay, of course, and discover that Davison was guilty of a hook and hold. I mean, that was huge because Iowa got a couple extra free throws. And number one, I don't think it was a hook and hold. Please get rid of this rule. I think more times than not, it doesn't give one player an advantage over the other. I don't know where it came from. Is it named after anybody? Is it named after Davison? I don't know. But and I don't think Trice fouled Bohannon on the three-point shot.
No, he didn't.
And that was not only gave Bohannon a nearly 90% free throw shooter three shots at the line, which he made all three. And that was Trice's fifth foul. So my main point is that I don't blame Greg Gard for being upset. I'm surprised he didn't get a technical, but maybe it was such a close game that he was a bit more restrained than he might have been.
Well, and officials tend to, if they know that it was borderline, et cetera, they will hold off on technicals more often than not. If they know they're absolutely right and the coach is just blowing off steam, that's when you're going to get one. But they held off, and I think goodbye the officials. And yeah, I think Greg Gard got his pound of flesh as far as arguing with officials are concerned yesterday. But we'll see if we get Iowa and Wisconsin one more time. Michigan is the one, Illinois the two, Iowa the three, Purdue gets the four. The games on Wednesday night will be Minnesota and Northwestern. Could it be Richard Pitino's last game as Minnesota coach? They are under 500 now. Penn State got the 11. They get Nebraska. Winner of that gets Wisconsin. Minnesota Northwestern winner gets Ohio State. And you could have, that round of eight on Thursday without the top four seeds is pretty appetizing. How about Michigan State and Maryland in an 8-9 game? Do you think that's fun?
Absolutely, and Michigan State might have played its way into the NCAA tournament.
They did.
Yesterday with a victory over Michigan.
Yeah, they did.
And yeah, bracketology says the Sparty is in. But yeah, that's an appetizing matchup, no question.
And you've got Rutgers and Indiana in a 7-10. Is that Archie Miller's last game, perhaps, as Indiana coach? we'll wait and see on that. And man, you could have a lineup on Friday of Michigan, Michigan State, third time, and that would be the third time in 7 days that the two rivals would play one another, or 8 days, I beg your pardon, 8 days. Third time in 8 days. Ohio State, Purdue, Rutgers slash Illinois, Indiana in Illinois, and Iowa, and possibly Wisconsin. I mean, this is just going to be a fun few days in Indianapolis.
Yeah, and I think we all knew it was going to come down to that as well. As if you watched any Big Ten basketball at all this season, you knew that the Big Ten basketball tournament was going to be a doozy. And if I had to predict right now, I'm not going to predict right now. Let's do that later in the week.
All right. 319-366-1600 on the text line from the 503 area code 4222. Let them play. Don't let them play. I hope the tournament's a lot better officiated. Both tourneys, if you will. Doug says, I'm not sure Penn State doesn't beat Wisconsin. 45-70, and I would agree, and this was one I thought they would review for sure, and they never did, was when J-Bo inadvertently caught one of the Badgers with an elbow at the end. That one was not reviewed, and I think that made Greg Gard even madder as far as the sidelines are concerned. 1776, you can call a hook and hold, I think, about $3 million. It's like, I think it's the basketball equivalent of holding in football, to be quite honest with you. Yeah, we'll see. 319-366-1600. 0112 tells us, Mark, that the replay on the three by Bohannon at the end, he got slapped in the belly.
That never happens.
It wasn't a phantom call. 1972. It's amazing. The second time only in 15 years, Iowa will be playing on Friday in the Big Ten tournament. This time they won't have to deal with Izzo. Crybaby Izzo. No, they're not going to have to face Mr. Izzo until potentially the final as far as the Big Ten tournament is concerned. Going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and as far as yesterday's game, we talked about Wieskamp. We talked about Garza's number being retired. I wouldn't have won that game without what Garza did, and certainly Jordan Bohannon, what he did in the second half. But I don't think I'm breaking news here. Iowa would not have won that game without the play of Keegan Murray.
Oh, he was terrific.
The way he not only scored, he rebounded. Smartly got a rebound off an Iowa miss, Connor McCaffrey missed free throw, called timeout. So smart and so savvy, and he anticipates so well, gets in passing lanes, and I don't think Iowa wins that game without Murray's play yesterday.
Toussaint was good, too. Toussaint was good off the bench as well. Murray had 13 points. 6 rebounds and 3 blocks. He has got a sixth sense as far as when to block shots is concerned. Just very much a sixth sense. 319-366-1600 as we come your way on the Monday edition of the show at 3:28. We'll talk more Iowa-Wisconsin with Mike Halas coming up here in just a couple moments. Missouri Valley Conference Tournament final yesterday. A great showing by Darren DeVries and the Drake Bulldogs, but they just ran out of gas, I think. And part of that due to Loyola. That is a good Loyola team. Kevin Lehman agrees. Others have said it's a better talented Loyola team this year than the team that went to the Final Four a couple years ago for the Ramblers. And I could tend to agree with that. And Drake is the best news of all, Mark, is that Drake did, I think, what they needed to do, and that was hang around and get to the championship game in the Mo Valley. They did that, and they are still in all the bracketologies today, which is a good sign.
As it should be, but I'm going to pay close attention to a lot of conferences and a lot of teams. Drake is, in terms of whether it can still hang on and get in those first four games and may or even higher, but I doubt that will happen. Drake should get in. The other situation was with Northern Iowa, Scott.
Yeah.
And you and I, Coach Ben Jacobson, met the media about 3 hours ago. He's no more happy today than what he was, what was it, Friday?
Yep.
Jacobson said that a UNI player tested positive on Thursday. On the second platform, it came back negative. This is according to Jim Nelson of the Waterloo Courier. That led to the next step, whether he had tested positive in the past 120 days, and he had not. Following that, there were no protocols in place to test him again. And Ben Jacobson is not happy, and I don't blame him.
It's like criteria in wrestling, going down the line, unfortunately. Well,
where's the NCAA wrestling tournament?
St. Louis. They
better figure out what the protocols are in St. Louis before they get there as well.
Yeah, because apparently this was a City of St. Louis edict that shut down UNI basketball. And many people, I know KJ Pilcher has been asked about it, etc. What does this mean for NCAA wrestling if something like this happens? And it shut down a quarterfinal game in the Missouri Valley Basketball Tournament. What about the National Wrestling Championships? Was somebody perhaps going to, you know, going into a championship bout or what have you? I mean, these questions got to be taken care of right now before a week from this coming weekend as far as NCAA wrestling is concerned.
Yeah, and Ben Jacobson went on to say that he cannot fathom why there was not a next step in the testing. Positive one day, negative the next, hadn't tested positive in 120 days, and UNI has to essentially forfeit the game.
Yeah, and didn't get a chance to take on Drake, and that was a obviously very big for both of those teams. UNI thought they had a really good shot to get Drake. Who knows? We will never know now. And what a COVID way to end things as far as the UNI basketball team. Better news for the football team. They got a win over the weekend as they topped Illinois State to go to 2-1 on the season. Going to take a break, 3:32. They're another overtime game at the state tournament, Mark. Montezuma with 12.4 remaining, leading Lake Mills 64-61 in overtime. Right now in Class 1A basketball. They've had a couple honeys down there, but the schedule is getting messed up.
Last game tonight will be on about the 10 o'clock news hour.
It could be. We'll wait and see on that. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to talk with Mike Halas and talk Iowa basketball and more when we return after this on KGYM.
We know that we can count on Topaco to help us reach our dreams. They're always there for us. After my father had passed away, I'd gotten some of the guns. It just brought back memories of us going hunting Christmas morning, Thanksgiving morning. That was just time that I wished I had more of. You reflect on things and wished you could have done things different. I had time and I just completely took them apart. It just really intrigued me how the parts all worked together and everything. I enjoyed it. Then that's when I started looking into gunsmithing schools.
Usually I'm the one with the dream and then he somehow makes it happen. So I called DePaco and I got a hold of Cassie and she found a way to make it happen. DePaco has always been there for us. So as soon as we got the loan, I knew that our future was going to go down a different path.
I think he'd be very impressed that I chose to go this route.
Your money for good. Learn more at DePaco.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
You already know Network Computer Solutions protects your network and computers, but did you know they can also protect your business with a security system? NCS offers everything: camera systems, door access, key fob entrance cards, even 24-hour video surveillance. They understand how important security is to your work and your people, so they customize every element for you. For a free consultation and site review, call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT and security puzzle.
I'm Governor Kim Reynolds. COVID-19 isn't bigger than Iowans' resolve to overcome it. Together, we can stop the spread of the virus and get life back to normal by taking simple steps to protect ourselves and others. Wear a mask, social distance, wash your hands, stay home if you're sick, Get tested and isolate from others if you have the virus, and get a flu shot to prevent further illness. Doing these things will protect you and those most at risk. Let's step up and stop the spread together.
Sponsored by the State of Iowa and the Iowa Broadcasters Association in cooperation with this station.
Save today on your next project with 11% off everything now at Menards. Lower your home's energy costs with Owens Corning Panel Insulation. It's perfect for insulating basement walls or a new garage floor. Right now, get 11% off all Owens Corning Insulation. Start saving with 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through Saturday, March 13th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
You could win $500 in the Imon Communications KGYM Bracket Challenge. Get details now at kgymradio.com. Imon Communications, your local choice for internet, cable TV, and phone.
Absolutely. And more on the bracket contest coming up with KGYM. The one thing we can guarantee each March is that there are no guarantees when it comes down to the NCAA tournament and who will win. Got your shot at $500 in the KGYM Bracket Challenge presented by Imon Communications. Brackets will be accepted following Selection Sunday, this coming Sunday, March 14th, through 11 a.m. on Friday, March the 19th. Winner take all, $500. Mark and I are not eligible. Sorry, Mark.
I wouldn't stand a chance anyway.
Usually pretty good at these things. Not going to guarantee that I'm going to win it. I'm usually pretty good. I've had good success. I watch enough college basketball. Lord knows that I should have somewhat of a feeling on that. So anyway, more on that from Imon Communications coming up right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. On Mondays, we're very happy to talk with Mike Haloss of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. You can read his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow on Twitter. At Haloss, H-L-A-S, who joins us on a Monday edition of the show. Whoa! Well, we did that bit earlier on. Did you enjoy all the stoppages that ruined a really good basketball game yesterday, Mike?
No. No. I can't. I'm trying to remember what it was like when we had college basketball and other sports without replays and monitors and challenges. How did those things ever get successfully completed? You know, how were true winners ever really determined without 20 minutes of delays?
Tongue in cheek, but I know what you're talking about and where
I mean, I'm being tongue in cheek. It's just, look, I get wanting to get things right, but there comes a point when there ought to be limits.
Yeah. And that thing yesterday pole vaulted over the line of limits.
I don't know if this is precise to the second, but I read the final minute and 8 seconds of that game took 20 minutes roughly to play. Mm-hmm. That's inexcusable. You know, that's how you lose audience. That's how you lose fans. That's how your game becomes crummy.
True.
A lot of things to talk about in this 77-73 win by Iowa over Wisconsin. And you have to say Luka Garza stole the show, many other storylines. But take us to Carver Hawkeye Arena and the moments after the game ended. And did I'm sure Fran McCaffrey and others knew this was going to happen. But the retirement of Luka Garza's jersey number seemed to take him by big surprise. Tell us what it was like.
Well, it wasn't anything that we knew was coming on press row. I mean, they kept it it was a well-kept secret. Judging by the reaction of Garza's family members there, they didn't know. Garza certainly didn't know, and his teammates didn't know. I don't know when McCaffrey found out, but McCaffrey went up to Garza and told him after the game. And Garza just immediately got emotional. He clearly had no inkling that was coming. So that was kind of a cool thing they did, really, by surprising him. There wasn't any phony, you know, emotions or there was no time to plan for it. Everything was pretty genuine. In hindsight, and it's not really even hindsight, but it wasn't the most surprising decision Iowa's ever made. Look, if you're not going to retire that guy's uniform number, then you're simply never going to retire anybody's. But I thought it was good that they did that while he was still there and let him know about it while he was still there and while his family was there.
Of course, he had Jordan Bohannon as well on a senior day. They were the two headliners, obviously. We don't know if that's going to be Joe Wieskamp's last. It sounds like it's Austin Ashe's last, among others. So it was a shame that people couldn't be there in the arena. It was cool to see people outside the arena when Iowa got there in the morning. That was really neat to see.
Yeah, there were about, three or four dozen people, maybe 50 people there. And a lot of them were wearing Garza or Bohannon. It didn't look like store-bought stuff to me. It looked like they were homemade, but to me that makes it better. And so that was nice, you know. I mean, there's still some school spirit even when this is the big year of disconnect.
True. True.
I just, you know, I can't imagine. I mean, I was a college student back when Iowa went to the Final Four a million years ago. And if that had been done under pandemic circumstances, I think it would have just been really bittersweet. I mean, it would have been for the student body to not be connected to that would have been pretty terrible.
Yeah.
Mike, what was said after the game about Joe Wieskamp's injury? Forgive me for not knowing this. I don't know that Wieskamp had a Zoom conference. What do we know to this point?
Not much. It's an ankle. And we know from his past experience that he's been a quick healer. I was at East Lansing in December 2018 when he sprained an ankle in that game when he was a freshman. And you thought he looked like he was in pain and he was helped off the court, and it's like, oh, he's going to be gone for a long time. And 3 days later, he played against Iowa State. So, I mean, that's not to say that that's got anything to do with this one, but I'm told that he was the same way in his AAU days too, that he comes back quickly. But I don't rule, I mean, there are different levels of ankle sprains, obviously. I've had a high ankle sprain, and, you know, I wasn't a conditioned college athlete, but I know that they last. I don't know if his is a high sprain or not. But what it makes me think is we might not see him this week at the Big Ten tournament. Now, I don't know anything about it right now. Tomorrow, McCaffrey's going to talk to the media, and I doubt that he'll have any definitive answers then. But do you want to use him this week? I really think the Big Ten tournament is going to just kind of be an exercise for this team. They're going to go. They'll do the best they can. But let's not screw anything up for the NCAA tournament. That's the only tournament that people really remember. And to win the Big Ten tournament, frankly, it is a grind that teams don't need if they've got their situation set up nicely in the NCAAs. And Iowa's is set up nicely. I think that no matter what happens to Iowa, I think it's going to be a number two seed. I mean, if it loses by 30 points Friday night, then maybe the committee has to do some reevaluating. But if it plays a competitive game Friday night, win or lose, I think it's going to stay in that number two slot that most of these bracketologists have it pegged. Okay, you don't want to mess up your tournament. Can you see C.J. Frederick playing back-to-back days? I can't. I wouldn't. I'm not sure I would want him to, the way he's been battling the issues he's had for the last few weeks. And the same goes with Wieskamp. I mean, if Wieskamp's healthy and raring to go, that's great. You'd love to have him Friday night. But if he needs more time, you give him more time. You bite the bullet Friday night go home or stay in Indy. I don't know what they're going to do. I've heard they're going to stay in Indy from this week until the NCAA is over. And you gear up for the NCAA tournament when you don't play anybody on back-to-back nights, when you open against a team that you ought to, frankly, crush, and you save your guys for the games that really matter. And I know I'm droning on about this, but the last time there was a national title game, it was Virginia and Texas Tech. Do you guys remember what those two teams did in their conference tournaments?
I believe they didn't even come close to winning them.
No. And does anybody really remember or care?
Nope.
No.
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 No. And you bring up good points right there. And it will be interesting. I'll say this. No matter what, Joe Wieshamp's not going to be 100%. Probably not going to be 100%, maybe even for the rest of the season, depending on the severity of the sprained ankle. That remains to be seen. And I think you bring up, I did not, be honest with you, to even think about C.J. Frederick going back-to-back-to-back, perhaps, and how that's going to play out. And
I mean, and Scott, Iowa plays the last game on Friday night.
Yes.
And I'm not suggesting at all that the team would tank the game or anything like that. That's not going to happen. They're competitors. You don't get to 20-7 in college basketball or anywhere if you're not, if you know, that competitive fire is always there, that when you step on a court, you want to win the game. And they do, like everybody else who's any good. But they're going to play Friday night late. And if they are to win, they turn around and play Saturday afternoon. When you've got health issues, that's not the best thing. That's not the best thing. So, you know, I would let the hurt guys go at their own pace and get well. And I'm 99.9% sure that's what McCaffrey's going to do. And look, if it means, okay, you guys at the further end of the bench who haven't played that much, I'm talking about Euless and Perkins, you might be getting some minutes in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I think that's going to happen anyway. Michael Oss joining us at 3:47 on the Monday edition of the Gym Class and KGYM. We talked about Luca Garza. Wanted to get your thoughts about Jordan Bohannon, because there were a lot of skeptics, even when Jordan came out of Linmar, those many years ago. And if you would have said, okay, Jordan Bohannon's going to make more three-pointers than anybody in Iowa history, he's going to be the number one assist guy, and he's going to be number 11 as of right now as far as scoring is concerned. Boy, you take that career in a nanosecond.
And big-time kudos on your podcast with the
yes.
brothers, Mike.
Yes.
Oh, thanks. That was really, I mean, they were great, I thought, all three of them, and I'm appreciative to them for doing that. For anybody who doesn't know, the Jordan's three brothers, who were all Division I basketball players, did a webcast with me at thegazette.com, and it's still there. They were good. But, yeah, I mean, you would have taken that from any recruit. You would have taken that from a five-star. It's like, okay, the guy's going to lead you in all-time in three-pointers. He's going to lead you all-time in assists. These are two totally different things right there. That's a career, you know? That's a career. And yesterday, he's scoreless at halftime, but he's still playing pretty well. I mean, he had, I want to say, 5 rebounds and 4 assists at halftime, or vice versa. In the second half, he scores 16 points. He scores 10 in the final 3.5 minutes. And how many times have we seen him do that over the course of his career, where he'll get a big bunch of points in the last 2, 3, 5 minutes of a tight game?
Especially against a team wearing red.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I remember a game he had at Indiana 2 years ago. The last 90 seconds of the game, I think he scored Iowa's last 11 points. He just single-handedly beat the Hoosiers in their own building back when there were fans there. He's had a lot of moments. I mean, he had a game against Northwestern at home that year where he was he hit his last second shot to win it. And then the assists. I mean, I don't think anybody was saying Big Ten point guard when he came to Iowa.
Very few were.
Yeah, and he became one. He became one. It's quite a story.
Mike, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock Central Time, the All Big Ten teams and various other awards will be announced. By the way, the women are coming up here at 4 o'clock Central Time.
Caitlin Clark will be Freshman of the Year. Can I just say that? Can I say
yeah,
that right now?
She may be.
Okay.
But, Mike, I participate a lot of voting over the years, from the Heisman Trophy to the AP college basketball poll. It's really agonizing. Who would be your first team All Big Ten players?
Well, I voted on two of these things, APs and the conference media poll.
Okay.
And I started taking a look at it about a week and a half ago, and I changed names and teams a lot. One of the two I had to do by positions, which was really hard because the league is so stocked with centers, but as for pure guards, I wasn't overwhelmed. For positionless top five players, I took Garza, Dosunmu, Kofi Coburn, E.J. Liddell, and Travion Williams. And you're talking about three centers right there,
mm-hmm.
A forward and a guard. But every time I saw Travion Williams at Purdue, I thought he was great. Except for their game at Iowa, that was the first conference game of the season. But every time I watched that guy on TV, he seemed to get better and better, and he took over games. And Purdue had a big finishing kick. I don't know how many they've won in a row now, five or six. And they climbed to fourth place and tied in the loss column with Iowa. They were denied a home game against Nebraska. Williams, it doesn't have overwhelming numbers, but he's the best passing big man in the league. He's a great rebounder. He got the points, and he's a winner. So I liked him. But there were players that were hard to keep off the first team. You know,
Michigan,
not having a Michigan
guys,
player
yeah.
there, I had qualms about, because, come on, there's got to be a first-team All-League player from Michigan. But I had three of them on the second team, I think. Livers, Dickinson, and Wagner. Trace Jackson Davis of Indiana had the great numbers, but the team lost its last, what?
Bunch.
Five, six games. And then he sort of didn't do anything Saturday at Purdue. I couldn't put him on the first team compared to the other five guys. Garza is the player of the year. Dosunmu was right there with him, I thought, a couple weeks ago, but he got hurt, missed three games, and Illinois won those games without him. But he comes back, and you saw how brilliant he was in their last game, and he had a terrific season. But the way Iowa closed the season, there was no February Fran fade of the sort. They win seven of their last eight games, and you can't deny what Garza did.
It's going to be a fun Big Ten tournament. I know you didn't get to see it yesterday, but I think Drake did what Drake had to do, get to the finals, even though Friday was very clouded and grayish, what happened down in St. Louis. Don't want to see that happen again, especially for the wrestling. But getting to the finals and putting up a good fight, I think Drake got their ticket punched.
Seems to be. They probably are going to be in one of those first-day play-in games.
Might not be bad.
Well, you'd rather not, but...
Get the country to look at you.
Yeah, you at least get that, I guess. They might be running on fumes right now with the injury problems they've had. They did very well to win that game Saturday and get to the final. And then I thought they did well yesterday to not get blown out by Loyola, which is playing great ball.
And a really good team, by the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you want to, just a little hint as far as your brackets out there are concerned, Winthrop. Winthrop is really good.
Are they? I haven't seen them.
They are very good.
Are they better than Edgewood Colesburg?
Ah, you're diving into the Tri Rivers here.
Well, that's Winthrop smack in the middle of that.
That's true. Different Winthrop. Winthrop Eagles. But they are good. They are good nonetheless. And should be a lot of fun. Should be a lot of fun. How many changes of clothes are you going to take to Indianapolis? Don't pull a JJ and have to buy more clothes after 3 days.
I don't know. You know, it's a rookie move to do that. Here's what happens, though. If I don't take enough, Iowa will keep winning. And if I take enough for 4 days, they'll lose right away.
More than likely.
Yeah, no, it's guaranteed.
You got to take 4 days at least. That's no problem. No problem. But things right there. All right, Mike, hey, appreciate it. Thanks for the insight. And we will talk after the Big Tens on Monday. And, well, we know where everyone's going. It's Indiana. We know that. But we'll know who Iowa will get coming up next week.
Yeah, I'm going to get a cot at the Salvation Army in Indianapolis, and I'm just going to stay there till this whole thing's over.
I got people in Indy, in Speedway, I can hook you up with.
Yeah, I've spent time in Speedway, and there's some pretty dubious characters there.
Yeah, you're. I'm not arguing. I'm not arguing. Mike, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, Mike Halas, read his stuff at thegazette.com. Get him a follow on Twitter at Halas as well. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up on the Gym Class after this here on KGYM.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
5505 on the text line. Give me North Lynn over Winthrop. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. 319-366-1600. Our thanks to Mike Halas for joining us. Does that on Mondays on the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Looking forward to the Big Ten tournament. And it's going to be interesting to see. I think Mike had some very interesting things to say about his thoughts about how it should go for Iowa.
Yeah, and he usually does. And I think the injury situation, he made so much sense that the bigger carrot lies in Indianapolis in a week after the Big Ten tournament. These guys are competitive. They want to win every game, but three games in 3 days, especially for someone who's injured, yeah.
Yeah, and we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. Selection Sunday coming up. We've got the Southern Conference Championship game tonight at 6 o'clock on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. The final Cyclone Coaches Show tonight at 6:30. That'll be on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM coming your way. And then two more conference championship games starting tomorrow night at 6 o'clock on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Mark, take care. We'll talk with you coming up tomorrow.
Absolutely. Talk then.
All right. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex next, KGYM.
Sports is using technology to take the fan experience to the next level. When it comes to hiring for your business,